He was a tzaddik, he said, Be'ilam Amin HaKadosh. And to ascribe such a motivation to Amin HaKadosh to me is absolutely unconscionable.
He's saying, I'll hear a little Kodesh, so it's
okay.
Not.
Okay, if your reading is, shall we say, but there's a stira there, because it says, Zehei Rabba Amin HaKadosh, implying that he deliberately decided to not include them in Mishnayos. That's the mashmaos of my understanding of the Tamei Abhagim, even though it says, Nishman HaNes B'chibur, but I told you, there's not the Rambam. We're not reading the Ramban or Rashba or Ritva. We're reading Tamei Abhagim, who's undoubtedly a very outstanding person, Chas V'Shalom. I don't have any Tanya Zanin. I'm saying it's very difficult to say in this kind of town. Maybe it fits people who are historians or academicians or professors in the university, that what I call Katnis Nemechit, claim the Kabbalah thinking. What do you mean by claim the Kabbalah? Small-mindedness. People who are small-minded take revenge. Chas V'Shalom, Amin HaKadosh, even should have a thought. God forbid something like that. The reason why I say that is because of the Ramban. The Ramban, I want to read the Ramban inside. And you added a point to that before. I just want to read it inside. So you can see the language of the Ramban. The Ramban, generally speaking, what is his position on the Hashmonaim? Is it positive or negative?
Positive.
Positive. No question about it. Except for one element. Correct. So let's read. V'zeh ha'yonesh ha'chashmonaim she'emolcho b'bayi she'ni ki hoyu chasidei elyon. You know that expression, Chaside Elyon? Translate Dovi, Chaside Elyon?
Those were very righteous and higher people.
Correct. Chaside Elyon. What more can you say about a person? I think I told you the other day when I mentioned Avraham Soloveitchik Zatzal, what is a Chassid? What does Soloveitchik say? A Chassid is someone who does everything, Lifnim, Meshur Sadim. So they were Chaside Elyon. Vilmalehem, if not for them, Nishtaku Torah, Mitzvah Mitzvah. They preserved the Torah. The Abba became Nenshironish Gadol. But Hashem, as you know, is Medakdek with Tzadikim, Vihut Asayra, the word says Achuv. Correct? With Tzadikim, Hashem is very, very Medakdek. Ki Arba B'nei Chashmonoi Azokin HaChasidim. This is the second time we call them Chasidim. The four children, I don't know if you know the names of the four children. Four children of whom? Of the Zokin. Who's the Zokin? Matisyo. Four of his children, HaChasidim. Hamolchim Zerachazer, there were kings one after the other successfully. In Kol Burasim Atzachasim, nothing got away in the Chorev. Ramban said they were punished because they usurped the Malchus illegally. V'igiyu ha'odesh b'sof, Masham Chazal, this Gemara you should know. Where's the Gemara found? What Perek? Hashutfit. Kol man yama v'ez chasva shunoi ka'asino abdehu. Shenichusu kulam ba'avayin zeh. Ramban said they were all cut off because of this sin. What sin? Of usurping the Malchus. The Abbi Shahayim Bezer HaShimon. Oh, Neshmedat Zdukim. I'm not going to get into it right now. I will call Zerah Matisyon Chashmonoi HaTzadik. Look how he keeps calling it. Chaside Elyon. Chaside. Matisyon HaTzadik. Lo Ovri El Mabur Zer. Shemochum. Lo Yim Zerah Yehuda. Bez David. They had no right to do this. And what were they in violation of? A Pasuk Yechumash. Which Pasuk? Pound of which Pasha? Vayechi. Vayechi, thank you. And the Pasuk that says, Lo Yosef Shelem Yehuda. Says the Ramban, "Ve'hisiru hashemen v'amachokek legabri." You medayik lo shel Ramban. Hey, you gotta be medayiket. He's a rishon. What do they do? They removed the shemen and the chokek legabri. About your onesh mida k'negan mida. So both the onesh, quid pro quo, tit for tat. Shehim shlak l'zvoch alei v'sabnei amei mechisu. Their own servants did them in. Correct. Thank you. Shekoyach. Beautiful. That's the Gemara Babas. The Efshe Gam came, then the Ramban says, maybe, Shoyachem Chet, B'malkusa. Maybe it was not just a violation of a Pasuk Chumash, which is bad enough in and of itself, there's another problem. They show you Kohanim. The second issue. What's the second issue? They were Kohanim. And what's the obligation of Kohanim to be? Kohanim. And not to be? Melochim. When it's Tabu, they're told, Nishmu as Kuhunaskim, the whole Ram is Bech. That's a pasuk in Chumash. Their work is limited to what? To the Beis Hamikdash. So there are two issues the Ramban says. Issue number one, a pasuk in Chumash. Issue number two, that the Kohen cannot become what? A melech. He has a Yushalmi. Raisi Yushalmi Masech Azuria say, Mosh ben Malkum Kohanim. Or Rabbi Yehuda Anturia, Hashem Leos Hashem Yehuda. So the Ramban has two issues with the Chashmonoim, issue number one is a pasuk chumash, last shem Yehuda. Issue number two is a mashmin kohenim melachim. However, on one item that the Ramban mentions, that he says, Neisiru hashevet ha-mechokek legamri, and that, the Gur Aryeh, who is the Gur Aryeh? Harav Mikvah. The Gur Aryeh was a parish of the Torah, which is called Gur Aryeh, and it's a very, very important parish. So he's bothered by this issue, because, is that true? Was it always that Malchus was, shall we say, vested in the descendants of Shevet Yehuda, David HaMelech? Were there any, shall we say, situations where you had individuals who were Malachim, who were not from that Sion? The answer is? Shaul, correct. V'yodan itam ala shaulim davazeh. V'chimucha hu shi yadavazeh ve'olam b'tzmidus. When it says in the Pasuk, lo yasa Shevet Yehuda, u'mechokim ben radla. What does that mean? Does it mean ongoing, continuum of Malachim that have to come dafka from that Shevet? And from David HaMelech? V'chila husa Shevet Yehuda v'mei Shaul, what about Shaul HaMelech? He's not from Shevet Yehuda. What Shevet is he from?
Binyamin.
Yeah. How do you know that? From the Gemara Megillah. Very good. But where should you know it from? The Pasuk in Tanakh. But it's the Pasuk in Tanakh that tells us clearly that Shaul comes from Shevet Binyamin. V'chikolav Shoftim. Furthermore, says the Gur Aryeh, what about all the Shoftim that also have a Din Melech? Shaul, you Shoftim called them Melech Melech Yisrael. Why Yehuda? Why, everyone was from Shevet Yehuda? Or called Malchim Yitzchak Hashmonai, Yehuda Yehuda? She'i looks here, but then he has an interesting deal. Had the Pasuk said, Shevet Yiyem Yehuda Le'olam, had the Torah expressed it in a positive way, that the Malachim should only be from with Shevet Yehuda, Ayamashma, Shiyah Shevet Le'olam Le'em, Yiyem Malach Yehuda, that it could only be from where? From Shevet Yehuda. But it doesn't say that. What does it say? It says it in the negative. Lo Yasu Shevet Yehuda. So what does that mean, Lo Yasu, the way the Gurari interprets? Lo Yasu, it should not be what? Removed legamri, but temporarily it can be removed. That's how the Gur Aryeh interprets this problem, and that's his example. Pirush Hakasa Shal Yusa Hashem Yehuda Sheiyu Kiboshah Shvatim Nechshavim Bizel Lo Yusa Vimeno Sheiyu. Let's say it's only temporary, of a temporary nature, where the president is on, sitting on the throne. It's not from Sheiyu Yehuda Bechaza Elah. It goes back. Ein Zahasara Klal Nigra Rak Davachozu Balam Kama Avisha. It's not considered to be a Hasara. A very beautiful deal. That doesn't say that Dafka from Yehuda, the Moshe, the Melech will always come, but rather, Lo Yasser. So there could be temporary situations of a temporary nature where what? Where there's another Shevet who is sitting on the Malchus. Sha'abagav shalinsa Hashem Yehuda b'dav sa'elu, b'kavagol l'nizol gam kentrus Hashem b'menu, ki dam shehusa yin l'chozen, shekvah husar, l'viko kashem b'chozen, niko zesh lo husar, u'ma shehusa l'visha. Oh, the reason why it was a temporary is because there are other situations that came up. So this is really a comment on the Ramban's comment, namely where the Ramban says, "Ve'hisiru hashevet ha-mechokek legamri." How did the Ramban? So how do you deal with the Ramban? What do you have to say for the Ramban?
They had it for enough time, like 4 years.
And therefore, that's called the legamri. What Tzvi is suggesting, that even though the Gur Aryeh claims that of a temporary nature is not a violation of the pasuk, however, the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says that, what is the klal according to what you're saying? That if...
Well, they should have maybe done it just to set everything back straight and then give it enough. Instead, they were doing it for four generations.
Right, since we're talking about several generations of Melachim, that's called the Hasar of the Gur Aryeh. Does the Ramban disagree with the Gur Aryeh? Does that agree with
it? What about the Shoftim?
What?
What about the Malachim? Why does the Gur Aryeh bring that up?
Yeah. No, first of all, obviously the Gur Aryeh considers to be a Shevet that didn't Melach. Now there's a big discussion among the Rishonim that what exactly was the function of a Shevet? But it could very well be that a Shevet did have a Din Melach. Because what does a Din Melach mean? Well, how do you define Din Melach?
You're in charge.
Exactly. That's what Din Melach means. Din Melach means that you have authoritarian, shall we say, capacity. That may be true, but again, if you look at the Rishonim that talk about the Shoftim, take a look, for example, in the Abavanel. I see he's probably learned Abavanel. So he has a long essay on this matter. Whole discussion. He's not the only one. The Bible talks about it. The Abavanel discusses it. Even Radak actually also discusses it. If you look at the beginning of Sefer Shoftim, you see this discussion that Rishonim had regarding what the status of the Shoftim were. Well, they just of a temporary nature, and their rule was of a very limited nature. Why? Why did the Shoftim come into being? Do you remember what it said in Perek Beis? It said the Shoftim. Perek Beis said the Shoftim. It says when Klal Yisrael were basically not committed to Hashem, is brought worshiping over the Zara. So then what happened? Hashem, shall we say, sicked upon them. I love that expression. He sicked upon them, Shoysin, Shin Vav Samach Yud Mem, marauders, Adam, correct? Terrorists. And therefore, they were in a panic. And then Hashem had to do what? He had to bring a shofet to save the day. And then what happened? Knock on wall, beat itself again and again and again. The entire Sefer Shoftim is found, a princy of it is found in Perek Beis. Right there in Perek Beis, Sefer Shoftim, you see this yourself. But now the question is, what was the function of a shofet? Was this function basically just to go ahead and defend Klal Yisrael? Or maybe a shofet had a more extended kind of function than of a melech? Because a melech really has two functions. What does a melech classically do? The Rambam runs melachim. What does a melech have? Function number one, to be lochem l'chamas Hashem. Number two, what else does the melech have to do besides doing l'chamas Hashem? Yes?
Voice Torah
law. Correct. That's exactly what the melech has to do.
They asked him to be a melech. Yeah, sure. Specifically, they said no. Like, this person said, oh, be our melech.
Whom are you referring to now? Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, he said, no, Hashem is
a melech. Good, so that's correct. That's the way it should be. Ultimately, Hashem is Malkeinu. The whole concept of Malkeinu, by the way, is, by the way, it's Machlokes of Rishonim about that too. Pashin Shrik, the Pashas HaMelech, it does, the Torah says that Ki Sovar La'aretz V'yamarta Osim Alay Melech V'chol Agoy Rashes V'yosa Som Tosim Alay HaMelech, which is a mitzvah say, according to many Rishonim, others say it's only Rishos. Machlokes of Rishonim, is there a chiv to appoint the Melech, or is it only Rishos? So what does it depend on? Depends on what you just said. That really Shmuel said it, and by Yiftach also, it mentions that Hashem Malkeinu, and it may very well be a Rishus, not a mitzvah. But there are Rishus, it's a chiyuv, it's a mitzvah, especially if people want it. What?
How else would Mashiach come about if they didn't have the Machos?
If he Machos based David,
no, that one, yeah, that we're talking about Machos based David. That's certainly built into the very structure, the very architecture of Klal Yisrael. Okay, but I have to get Uli. So, yeah.
Shoftim, the whole point, I mean, Shoftim was sort of like a very relevant thing, because once B'nai Shoftim like, started like back on the beat, the Shoftim was gone, and then the whole story happened again. So that definitely wasn't like a...
Okay, that's the argument. The Shoftim is the seventh halacha.
It
was like a Hirah Shoftim.
They ruled for periods of time.
That's right.
Yeah, but also,
different Shoftim, some ruled longer, some ruled less. Right. But anyway, this is a, I'm telling you, the discussion is found among Rishonim.
No, but the difference between the Shoftim and Shoftim was they were Shoftim and Shoal was appointed by Hashem or another.
Shoal is saying Adonai Melech, he was anointed by whom?
He was anointed by
Shmuel. Lovely, by Shmuel, I'm loving. Good.
That's why they were.
Yesh, Tanim, the Kavur. They were studying either way to this machlokes whether Hashem has a Din Melech or not. I'm just telling you what the Gur Aryeh apparently assumed that they have a Din Melech. The Mara. We still have a Din Melech. I'm sure you disagree. You take a look again if you have time and patience. You'll take a look at Babanel. It's a long discussion on this matter.
What's the Gur?
Yeah.
What's the Gur? I mean, Shiu Kamo Shar Shavim Nachshavim. What is the Isser then by Shavim Yehuda? If it's not that you can't have a melech from another.
What law are you reading? I'm sorry.
The Gur Aryeh, the first paragraph.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the Isser of by Yehuda if it doesn't have to do with having a melech from another shevet?
No, he's asking that. All these shoftim, no, he assumes that they have a din melech.
I see.
If they have a din melech, they're violating the positive chumash. Look at Hashem Yehuda.
I thought he was saying that.
No, he says, B'chi kol hashom, shayu shoftim, kol min melech, melech Yisrael, hayim Yehuda.
Wait, is that rhetorical?
What does that mean? That means that they're a violation of the positive chumash. He's asking, were they all from Yehuda? Certainly not.
Right,
so what are you going to say? So, and as a fact, the Ramban, he's asking on the Ramban. The Ramban who assumes that somehow the Chashmonaim were in violation of Le'as Hashem Yehuda. So he said, what? All the Shechem also in violation of Le'as Hashem Yehuda? Of course not.
So, I mean, so what's the problem according to where are you? What is the Isser of having a different... I mean, if
the Isser is only if on a permanent basis you go ahead and negate the possibility of, shall we say, David HaMelech or Shechem Yehuda holding on to Malcha. But if it's of a temporary nature, his thesis is it's fine.
But this Shiukumo Shar Shvatim Nefshavim, what does that mean exactly?
Now, that's a good question. I glossed over that because I think what he seems to be saying, Shalayusa Hashem Yehuda, Shiukumo Shar Shvatim Nefshavim. What does that mean? It's during that period of time when Shem Yehuda is not holding on to Malchus, what is their status?
It should still be
another
Shem
Malchus. What?
It should still be like.
Correct. That's what he's saying. But his point is, again, the machlok of the Ramban and the Gur Aryeh is a very fundamental machlok. The question, what does the Ramban do with the Shoftim, unless you tell me he doesn't consider that to be malachim? What does the Ramban do with the Chashmonaim? So the answer is, as we said, there were a number of generations. Four generations.
Well, also there was a Kohanim.
What?
There's a problem.
Okay, that's the second issue. But I'm talking about only according to the first issue. Before we get to the Yerushalmi and Hurius, he has a first issue, which is Loyash Shem Yehuda. So what does he do? He says, Ve'siru Hashemim HaMechokim L'Gavri. L'Gavri, he says. He always doesn't agree with the... I didn't show you all the Rambans on this issue. Because I'm not being fair to the Ramban either. Yeah, there's another Ramban. The Ramban deals with this issue three or four times in Perash Altar. And he has other discussions about it. So obviously the Ramban was fully aware of the Shalmi and fully aware of the possibilities suggested by the Goraya. Okay, I can't discuss it right now. I want to get on to the main issue. How do you get to it? Yes?
So what does the Goraya see with the problem of the Chashmona if it wasn't the Goraya? Is because they were not
going to vote out? No, either maybe he has the Shalmi, the Ramban both secondarily. That there's also a problem. There's maybe other issues as well.
According to the
Malchus and
Mabrashus,
so
how do
I
explain Yiftach and the other?
Okay, Akasha. There's a lot of Akashas. Listen, I tell you, I'm not a mumche in the Gurari. I look at a few Gurari's here and there that I'm familiar with. I don't know the entire Gurari on Torah. It's because I learned it. It's not fair for me to really speak on his behalf. I don't know all his positions. I'm just being very honest with you. What can I do? Yeah.
I understand the
Gora Yeh
to be determining a
positive
way of Sur Shemin as a historical promise. But I would say that halachically he agrees with the Ramban.
Oh, so that could very well be. You hear what's suggested, what David suggests? That's possible. I thought of that also. I tell you the truth, I have
Ramban
to be...
Ramban quotes Yerushalmi and Gora Yeh doesn't.
That's right. Does not quote Yerushalmi. So he's saying it's historically.
Right.
Okay. It's possible. Good. I want to just refer you now to a few other things. The reason why I started up with this Tam and Hogim, once I started looking into it decades ago, I discovered that Rebbe is only a descendant of David HaMelech. On whose side? On his mother's side, not his father's side. That's the Yerushalmi Kalayim for Tetzalach and Yenor. I have an Igeres Hashuah Go. I don't know if you're familiar with that Igeres. I want to make you aware of the fact that they're one of the most illustrious, one of the most significant letters written by one of the great Gaon, Rav Shmuel Gaon, is called the Igeres Hashuah Go. And that Igeres has basically a long chain of Masorah that it goes through. A very famous letter. It's Kedai one day, Mitzvah Hashem, next few years, hopefully you'll get to that letter, the Igeres Hashuah Go, to learn that letter. So here he also mentions that Rebbe was Mizera HaMelucha, but Mitzat Ima, on his mother's side. And what's the halacha? A king, when you appoint a king Mizera David, it has to come from whose side? On the mother's side. The Rambam says a klaw. Look at the bottom of the page. I'm skipping a little bit, if you don't mind. The Pesukim D'Rayam, it's all there. Basically, I'm just encapsulating it. The Rambam says, Shein Melech Yisrael, Elam Beis David, from Mizera Shlomo Gulban. So that really is, shall we say, takes the wind out of the Tam Yamin Hogim. To a certain extent, I think. Because, in effect, he said the Rebbe would be Zerah David HaMelech. It's true he wants to be Zerah David HaMelech, but not on his father's side. So, Mela, he would not be Roy the Malchus. So, what is that, just, shall we say, is Mechazik the question that I asked on the Talmud and Hogan? What's he getting all excited about? What's he getting bent out of shape about? You hear what I'm asking? And this is a famous Kasha also. Okay, so now let's see on other days, the next page over here. There are two statements that I have a lot of difficulty with. I really don't fully understand them, I'll be honest with you. And the Rambam in Pirsha Mishnayis in Menachis, in the fourth parak, so the Rambam is trying to figure out what exactly should be included in Mishnayis, what should not be included in Mishnayis. And the Rambam here makes the following statement. I underline the part that's relevant. The Rambam says, let me just also mention what Solomon told me before. And if I'm not mistaken, it's a thesis of Gedalia Alon. He mentioned, I guess you have access to academic monographs and the like, so Salman Fenish Lita. So he mentioned, I think it's Professor Gedalia Alon. He was a big professor of Judaic studies, and he's not the only one who suggested, but he suggests the following. If I'm not mistaken, I read this many, many decades ago, but I'm just trying to recall what he writes there in that essay. He says that during this period of Rebbe lived in a golden age. It was a glorious era for Klal Yisrael. If you remember, Rebbe was friendly with whom? With the Roman Emperor Antoninus. The Gemara has many stories, many shulsa, he had many dialogues between Rebbe and Antoninus. Antony, he was the Roman Emperor. So Rebbe and Antoninus were very friendly, and it was great for Klal Yisrael politically, And therefore, because Rebbe was such a close friend of the emperor, so he felt it would not be kedai to put into the Mishnayos the whole story of Hanukkah. Because right away that would arouse very strong nationalistic feelings on the part of the Klal Yisrael. And in the, shall we say, in the face of the Roman government, that could really be something which would be very difficult for them to stomach. And that's why Rebbe did not include in the Mishnah the Nes of Hanukkah or anything about the story of Hanukkah. So he, Solomon, told me this idea. Not exactly the way I presented it, but I think I assume that's what you had in mind. This professor Alon, and I don't know, I don't really understand this rationale at all. I don't think it's correct. That to me is not a reason not to include something Mishnayos. The reason why I say that is a famous Gemara Bava Kamma. I'll just give one example. I haven't played that before, but now that I'm thinking about it, there's a famous Gemara Bava Kamma. The Gemara talks about what's the din of a shor shel Yisrael shenogach shor shel Akum. Shor shel Akum shenogach shor shel Yisrael. The Gemara says, Bava Kamma, Yechai. Shor shel Akum shenogach shor shel Yisrael. What do I say? Shor shel Akum shenogach shor shel Yisrael is Chayim. But Shor shel Yisrael shenogach shor shel Akum is Potter, because the Pasuk says, Re'eyu v'lo shel Akum. And this is a very famous discussion on the Gemara on that issue, and also on the Marshal. Oh, Nachabal, the Marshal. Okay, we come back. We start with the Marshal, end with the Marshal. They wanted to eliminate that Gemara, because when the non-Jewish censors would see that Gemara, they'd go crazy. If my Shor gores the Shor of a non-Jew, so I'm Pata. If the non-Jewish Shor, non-Jewish Shor, Shor of a non-Jew gores my Shor, then the halacha is that he's chayav. That sounds pretty discriminatory. So the Mashal says, Chas v'sholom, to eliminate that from the Gemara, that would be called Ziyuf HaTorah. What does it mean, Ziyuf HaTorah? Falsifying the Torah. We have to present the Torah the way it should be presented. I'm sorry? Oh, so that's what I'm saying. Professor Alon, what he's saying is very difficult. That because of the fact that maybe there would be a surging feeling of nationalism in the part of Klal Yisrael.
It wasn't in there, though.
What?
It's different.
No, I'm not sure there's such a difference.
He can track the moment. He can put everything in.
Okay, but the fact, that's right. Bottom line, the Ziyuf HaTorah over here. We can't reside the Torah. Rabbi Shechter, in one of the most classic pieces he has in his Sefer, the blue Sefer, they're both blue. One is a dark blue, one is a light blue. One Sefer is called Mikve Atzom. It's in that Sefer, the dark blue Sefer. In the dark blue Sefer, Mikve Atzom, he has a famous essay, which was authored allegedly by five Rashi Yeshiva. I say allegedly because it's clear Rashi Yeshiva wrote it. But it's signed by five Rashi Yeshiva. Five Rashi Yeshiva are Rav Shechter Shlita, Rav Yehuda Parner Shlita, Rav Abba Gransfiegel Shlita. Those two are now in Landis College. The fourth person who signed is Avisa Malman Zechatzad Debracha, my Rebbe. And the fifth person is Ibn al-Chaim Arukim, Rav Mordechai Willick. These five Rashi Yeshiva signed on an essay which Rav Shechter discusses the question of women and many issues related to women, aliyahs for women, Kriyas HaTorah for women, Kriyas HaMegillah for women. And among the items he quotes in this article, Hillel, you have to read this article. Maybe you and I should read it together. Should we get together someday, okay? Before you leave town, if you don't mind, we should read this piece. Rav Shechter quotes this mashal with reference to Ziyuf HaTorah. So that Chazal would falsify anything. Doesn't seem to be a gestaber that Chazal would. That's why I don't like this thesis here, Solomon of Professor Alon. Okay, let's back to the Rambam. Disregard the watch. Anyway, so it says in the Rambam here, he says, I want to just finish the Rambam, because I'm safe. They don't start on time here anyway. I heard all the rings go off. Wait, what did I just do? Okay, thank you. Mishnah, lo dibra aleila mitzis. Davim yuchal dichlal dineim ad sheichay the parashah so. The siba zebeina if we shoyu advarim ha'ilim mefusamim. What's the thesis of the Rambam? Anything which is mefursam is man chibra abishta. That which was what? Well known. Vayu and yadim yiduim lehukim yad palam pradu klal. And it was something that was practiced by all the people, both publicly and privately. They inyan mehem difla mishum adam. What does that mean? It's not unknown to anyone. I mean, something that's well known, yalkeh lo vada d'amar mehem. So there's no need for Rebbe to include it in Mishnah. So he lays down a very fascinating thesis. What did Rebbe include in Mishnah? Something that was not known, not before some, but something that was known. By the way, I don't understand this Rambam. I'll get to it in a moment. But he says further, "V'alkein l'ro the davar bam." Kimo, he gives you a few examples. Kimo shelo, his deer hatfila v'tzalam anuscha. Why isn't this a hatfila included in Pirush Hamishnayos? Ratzalama nuscha, v'ech isnai shliach tzibur, and how shliach tzibur should be knowing? Why is that not included in Mishnayos? The fisha hayam mefursa. It's something which is known. V'lo chibru b'zeh sidur, av'lo chibru sefer gemara u'biro. So the way the Rambam seems to present his thesis, what Rebbe did include, Rebbe did not include. Whatever was well known is not included. Whatever is not well known is included. So therefore, based on this statement of the Rambam, what about Hanukkah? The answer is Hanukkah was well known. What? You're right. Of course, it's mentioned in Gemara. I agree with you. By the way, it's also mentioned in Mishnayos. But with reference to the Getz, Shiyotzer, and Tachas Apat, which is the Mishnah of Mekat. But as far as the Nes of Chanukah itself, it was well known before, so I don't need to mention it. What? Oh, so that's what now I would like to question this Rambam. Everything that's well known is not mentioned. Is that so? Give me examples of something that, shall we say, is well known. That is mentioned in Mishnayos. Use that example. No, what would you say? What? Question, according to the Rambam's criteria, whatever is well known, there's nothing to mention. Maybe you have to mention what?
Kriyashma.
Yeah, what? Kriyashma was not well known. So the first Mishnah in Brachas, that's exactly what I was going to ask. I'm not sure I understand what the Rambam is saying. It's clear that the Chazon is me. I don't fully understand what he wants. Even the other way, I don't understand.
Well, the Zman inference, well, that's for a lot of reasons they include those things that wasn't well known, maybe exactly how to be. The story of Hanukkah that doesn't have any practical.
Okay,
but
how
did you?
Everyone knew the halachas of Hanukkah.
It's just a story.
And the halachas of Hanukkah?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, look at the Sam Sofer. The Sam Sofer and Gittin, the Altisma, this is the Sam Sofer. By the way, even though the Talmud obvious, the bracket says what Sam Sofer? I want to make the following statement. I am an Amoritz when it comes to Googling. I have checked for the last 7 decades to look for this Sam Sofer. I never found it. There is no such Tam Sefer as the one that he claims is a Tam Sefer. The original statement of the Talmud Bavli doesn't exist. But there is a following Tam Sefer here in Gittin, and he says the following. The Altisma, Shari Rishu Mokim Mishnah, Lo Nizkar Sheyaniach Adam Tefillin, Shemeg Shadal Kamis Chai Betzitzis. It's also not mentioned in the Mishnah that what? First has to put on Tefillin. Why is it not mentioned in the Mishnah? The answer is the Pasuk Chumash. And why is it not mentioned the Beged Dal Kamis Chai Betzitzis? Ela Tefillah Shavoh Sheyaniach Shariah. These are Mishnah's office. That tefillin shavosh is not market shayat, and shayat not market shavosh. Let's say a person, God forbid, I was about to say, has no head. So then a person puts on the tefillin the shayat, and vice versa. Utchelas and makiv lavan. Gotta wait here a little bit. V'lo tznan chayim vado v'hadi der Chanukah. Doesn't mention anything about the obligation to light near Chanukah. It'll get shayotze, a spark. You know the famous Gemara made in Mishnah. Abiro Mevner Chana Gupata. Mevner Chana Gufa, Echi Huska Bemishna, says the Chassam Sofer, why not Ela? Regila Moye Bekach, Velo Iske. Achinam, the Shalom Zavol. What does that mean, Regila Moye Bekach? They were accustomed to it, they were familiar with it. Is that the same as the Ramban? Similar. It's hard to know. Same, but not the same, yeah.
You know, the Lachs of Chanukah are relatively brand new, but kind of Mishnah different.
And therefore?
And therefore, it's so fresh in their minds, and it's so great in practice.
Okay, maybe that's what he means. It's not clear to me. Anyway, I have a lot to say, a bit more to say, and I really just felt the need to disabuse us of possibly subscribing to the Tamei HaHogim of the Kariyat Dinim. Chazal were not small people. They were Chassidei Elyon, to say the least. They were Gedolei Yisrael who was Zocheh to Ruach HaKodesh. Trust me, I'm convinced beyond convincing that Rashi wrote his perish on Nach. Forget about his perish on Shas. Forget about his perish on Chumash. Nach. Just simple Nach. I'm convinced that Rashi wrote Ruach HaKodesh. I read Rashi on one parsha. I say to myself, I can't be masig it. The more I learn Rashi, the more I'm absolutely, what's the word?
Floored.
Floored, dumbfounded.
Flabbergasted.
My mouth is agape every time I learn Rashi. I partially don't know what to do with that man. Rashi HaKadosh V'Hator. That's Rashi. And now we're talking about who? Rabbeinu Yehuda Anossi. What about the Tanoim? To go ahead and describe such a, what I call, plain Kefal HaSvara, small-mindedness to Rabbi HaKadosh. No, it's not possible. I just want to get that through. I hope you don't mind. I feel the need to indicate that. And in general, we have to be mindful that even though it's true, Gedolei Yisrael were also human beings, but they're human beings who reach dizzying heights, incredible heights. The Kedusha, the Taras and Hashav, and that, Avisha and David, Chmal and Tzlan, to even put myself in the same category. I'm so distant, I'm not even dust worthy of being dust at their feet. I see that the more I learn, and the older I get, and the more I see Gedolei Yisrael, I was lucky to have a bit of a connection with a number of Gedolei Yisrael, and even Adayom Hazeh with Mareinu Harav, Levin Sol Shlita. He's a Malach Hashem Tzvokos. Parshut of Malach Hashem Tzvokos. I don't know how else to describe him. And he's like that. Ben Nosho Kabochema. Chaber HaKadosh. So but to ascribe such small mindedness to him is to be absolutely unconscionable. And in general, we often find people, when it comes to Ashkafa, they somehow assume that these people were just like us. They weren't like us. They reached incredible heights. Anyone who was there to see our Rishon Chaim, that's how. Another example, people whose chesed was mufla, whose tzitzkus was beyond belief. And these are the people we're talking about. So we have to be extremely careful when we talk about Chachmei Chazal and appreciate where they're coming from and what they're all about. Okay, I didn't realize I wanted to speak more about it, but I can't. So anyway, you shall have a Freilich and Hanukkah, Mitzvah Hashem, and you should have that. There's no tour of Talmud Torah the next few days, as far as I know.